She was president there for a couple of years. Since she left the company, she's been living out of Angola. But last month, the Attorney General of that country announced at a news conference that she had been identified as a formal suspect in a criminal investigation.
Mr. Santosh denies any wrongdoing. The transitional government and rebel groups in Sudan have reached a surprise agreement in principle to hand over the former president Omar al-Bashir for trial at the International Criminal Court in The Hague. Mr. Bashir faces indictments for alleged war crimes in Darfur. Munim Haroon told the BBC he supported the move.
If they are serious about it, I think actually this is a first step for justice to victims of genocide and war crimes. I think this would be the first step toward healing the victims, toward peace and justice. And I hope they are serious about it.
World News from the BBC.
This is 91.7 KALW San Francisco. And here with local news headlines is Angela Johnston.
Hi, Joanne. First up, Pacific Gas and Electric's plan to emerge from bankruptcy is facing another threat from Governor Gavin Newsom. Newsom's lawyers told U.S. bankruptcy judge Dennis Montali today that they want to grill PG&E about the company's plans to borrow billions of dollars and sell more stock to help pay the money owed to wildfire victims. The judge asked lawyers for Newsom and PG&E to work out a timeline for the looming battle over the company's financing plan. The face-off could come in court hearings scheduled for as early as next week. And in other news, we learned today that the man who died when his Tesla crashed into a concrete barrier on Highway 101 had previously told his wife that the car's autopilot system was malfunctioning. KLW's Sarah Lee Sterland reports.
This new nugget of information was revealed when the National Safety Transportation Board published a trove of 500 documents related to the accident. It's currently investigating its causes, as well as a similar accident in Florida. Prior to the accident here in California, Walter Huang told his wife that the car's autopilot system would cause it to veer towards the barrier as he was going to work in the morning. The new information was disclosed by the family's lawyer. He also said that Huang had brought his car into Tesla's maintenance department, but that Tesla couldn't replicate the problem, so it wasn't fixed. The family filed a lawsuit against the automobile maker over the death last year. The NTSB is going to hold a public board meeting on February 25th in Washington, D.C. to discuss the facts, its recommendations, and the crash's probable causes. The proceedings will also be streamed online. Tesla says autopilot is a driver assistance system and that drivers must be ready to intervene at all times. For KALW News, I'm Sarah Lee Sterland.
Thanks, Sarah. And that's it for KALW local news headlines. Support for KALW comes from Procter & Gamble, maker of Align Probiotic, a daily supplement to support digestive health, containing a probiotic strain developed by gastroenterologists with 20 years of research. More at AlignProbiotics.com.
It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Audie Cornish in Washington.